course, there were times in San Francisco when we said, oh, do we have to listen to the yodel music again, Daddy? Can't we listen to Led Zeppelin, please, Daddy? But then again, it was so exotic. And we tried to do it. In every comics, in every Tom and Jerry, you have a cowboy coming up yodeling. It was always fun and not démodé or plein de poussière. And somehow it fit into my... into my world. I didn't have this. I make a big distinction between the Tirolia, where it's really quick and it's very sportive. Talking about the speed and the joyeux. Tirolia is pour la fête. It's really. And with les seins bien serrés and with the beer. And in Switzerland, it's a totally different vibe. You have this. Yo-la-la-la, and they let it drop an octave at the end. Ooh, it's much more bluesy. It's much more sad. Very much more soul-y, much more, I like to say suicidal, because my, called suicidal yodel is my thing. Yep. Much sadder. And the Germans, that's a little bit of an other twist, but the Swiss are so clear in their bluesy, almost, sometimes I say it's a Swiss voodoo thing happening in Switzerland. We're different. Swiss are different. They're not, it's not party music. Because we have that too. That's the shouting. That's the to say, hey, are you here? Are you okay? Or with the Alpsage, which is clearly a Swiss, a thing I know from Switzerland. Alle Heilige von der Alp. You'll find that on my CDs. You have these Alpschreien, where you scream from Alp to Alp. Please bless our cows. Please bless our... That's neither funny nor happy nor anything. That's just, hey, are you guys alive? But then we're talking about the moments after work when they're in their cabins or in the restaurants. What kind of music do you play there? Do you have the, let's all have fun? Or do you sit there like the Swiss, not speaking to each other, just looking at the table and doing these tirelies and getting homesick from I don't know what, because they are at home. It's just sadder. The Swiss person is more melancholic than the Tyrolean.